This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are back live. We have Matt Bracken joining us to talk about this whole illegal, alien, globalist-funded caravan that Trump's standing up against, that the media is flipping out about. Also, we have a flashback up on Infowars.com by Ben Warren. Mexico threatened to flood the U.S. with illegals if not given a favorable NAFTA deal. And now Trump is saying you're not going to have a one-sided deal. And Mexico has begun to help flood and open up its border with Guatemala, which is crazy for the national security of either country. Because Mexico's got its problems in certain zones. It's on the high end of third world countries. And it's got some of the prettiest places, some of the best food in the world, some of the best art, some of the, you name it. Some of the best stuff in the world comes from Mexico. And them open themselves up to Guatemala and right down into Honduras and all that is insane. You ever been to Honduras? I have. Frightening. Ever been to Guatemala? I have. Terrifying. Terrifying. Very beautiful. Volcanoes and parrots everywhere. But I mean, it is dangerous. It's like the whole country is like the worst parts of Mexico City. So there's nowhere safe in Guatemala. There's nowhere safe in Honduras. There's nowhere safe as you go south in Venezuela. And the UN is trying to open a corridor up the railways. We've seen this before. Obama opened it up. This is the 10th such caravan by this group. So that's coming up in the next segment. You know, I don't believe that there's secret elites that are space aliens. I know the elites believe they're channeling evil spirits or off-world entities, and I think that's the Bible. That's demons. But you look at Zuckerberg, he does look like a space alien. Headline, Jones thinks Zuckerberg's a space alien with humanoid slaves on Mars. Never said that, never joked that, never said any of that. But look at this. Cruise Challenger raises staggering $6.7 million. That's way more than Cruise has raised. I mean, the Democrats are on the war path, and if we just get on the war path, we're going to turn the country around, get the economy fixed. But they knew that they'd artificially shut the economy down to make people dependent. That's their globalist operation. That's their modus operandi. And so that's why they're so crazy. And that's why they're pushing so hard. And that's why they want to hurry up and get control again, because they can't have this economy succeed. They can't have the family succeed. They can't have any of this succeed. They have to have poverty to have control. Them see hope in the land of Sheriff Joe. So it's just crazy. And all these Republican establishment people have retired so the Democrats have a chance to win. Breaking, we have a Drudge siren, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly what I had Matt Bracken on. I was going to ask Matt Bracken, should we put the military on in a civil emergency? And that is, just like I said last segment, the president is a dictator when it comes to the border and non-citizens. Trump sending military to the border. Hey, have the writer screenshot that and get that headline out right now on Infowars.com. So we have a siren, Daily Caller. Trump, we will guard our border with the military. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It is on right now. Trump, we will guard our border with the military. President Donald Trump said today the U.S. military will be used to guard the U.S.-Mexico border. We're going to guard our border with our military. So please, let's post a blurb of the Daily Caller, and then I want to tweet out a box of the live feed and put it on Facebook to let people know this just broke. And we're covering live right now Trump's announcement to put the military on the border to stop the globalist UN attempt to bust our nation wide open. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. You are the front lines. You are the hope. You are the resistance. Please stay with us. We will continue to press the attack. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it only happens every once in a while, but right now we've got a big siren at DrudgeReport.com. I'm tweeting it out right now at Real Alex Jones and at Prison Planet with Paul Watson. Trump sending military to the border, caravan vows march, a confrontation. Drudge is also linked to the group's demands that we're also going to be covering. This is pure UN, pure George Soros, Peter Sutherland. There are no borders. You must accept me, but I'm going to be directed by the UN. Then I'll be a voting block inside your country of globalism for collectivism controlled by the globalists, a domesticated, controlled group. So let's go ahead and go over some of this article. Then we're going to go to Matt Bracken, ladies and gentlemen. Trump will guard our border with our military. U.S. Border Patrol agents detain undocumented immigrants from Central America after capturing them in a grapefruit orchard. That's the photo they've got. We're going to be guarding our border with our military. That's a big step, Trump told reporters. We're going to get the video in a moment. Gather at the White House. We cannot have people flowing into our country illegally, disappearing, and by the way, never showing up for court. Well, they give them like 2-3 year notices. They go, be here in 2 years. The president's comments appear to take aim at the current U.S. policy, which requires border agents to catch and then release family units who arrive at the border for non-contagious countries. But they let the contagious through. The Border Patrol's gone public with that. The plague, TB, you name it. He also said he had spoken with Secretary of Defense James Mattis about the use of military to guard the border. In recent days, Trump has reportedly tweeted about a caravan of illegal immigrants making their way from Honduras to the U.S. border via Mexico. The president has threatened to end the NAFTA agreement if Mexican government did not stop the caravan. Mexican authorities responded to Trump's Sunday threat to kill NAFTA by pledging to disband the caravan and allow some transmitters to apply for asylum in Mexico. And it goes on. The organization, however, said many members of the group continue marching north to the U.S.-Mexican border if they claim asylum and are with a family unit. They legally must be released into the interior of the country. So this is the 10th time that this group has done this. So the president absolutely needs to mobilize not just the National Guard. He needs to ask the states to call up their state guards under the governors, and they need to be put under federal command in an emergency like this, and that's totally constitutional. So that's basically the militia needs to be called out, and now in modern parlance, that's the National Guard and your state guard. That's what needs to be done right now. This is a classical attack to break up our sovereignty. As I said, we're 5 years behind Europe, and they've been doing this in Europe for 6-7 years under Obama. 3 years ago, they launched the beginning of it, calling it the children crisis. But only 17% were under the age of 18. Many of them had fake ID cards, just like they have 25-year-old men in ninth grade in Sweden raping little girls or hitting them as their wives. And it turns out in the news they're 25 with beards. And they say, oh, I'm a little boy, I'm 13. That's how all this is operating and continuing. Flashback, Mexico threatens to flood U.S. with illegals if not given a favorable NAFTA deal, InfoWars.com. So that's from last year. This is all happening, ladies and gentlemen. Now joining us is Matt Bracken, best-selling author, counterterrorism specialist, former Navy SEAL. who's been predicting so much of this. We'll get into their demands coming up. Just classic globalism. But what do you think the president should do? What do you think he's probably planning to do? We know General Kelly was the former head of Southcom. He warned of this 5 years ago and warned Obama this was coming. So we know it's a UN globalist plan. Kelly pointed out that it was the UN running the refugee program out of Honduras that was already in control of our State Department via Obama's executive orders that Trump has now rescinded. But they seem to be striking back, and they intend to trigger with a trickle a flood. Matt Brackett.
Yeah, this is a very important test, but I think that they're playing into Trump's hand. I think that Trump is going to be able to make a great show of force at the border. I think that maybe Ann Coulter was the first that I know of that started talking about using the military to build the wall. In fact, you don't really need a wall. A wall is nice, but it has some disadvantages. It takes way longer to build. It's very expensive.
Don't you really just want a big trench and a road?
Yeah, you just need multiple fences the way that the Israelis did it. You only use the wall where the Israeli border goes right through a built-up urban area. And where you have to build a physical obstacle, where there's a building on each side of a street with a big obstacle down the middle. But out in the countryside, all you need are multiple fence systems with a patrol track in between. It's actually better than a wall because you can see, you know, the invaders massing on the other side. A wall gives them room to build a tent city or anything else in the shade right on the other side of the border. And the biggest advantage, though, of a fence is speed. This isn't rocket science. You have contractors that are in the United States building this stuff to ship over to, you know, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Syria. It's made to come out of a containerized unit. You know, you can put the container on the back.
Sure, that's what the U.S. put up around Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia. And as you said, these big rollout fences. And then you just have repair crews ready when people try to cut through them.
Right. And the federal government already owns the 100 feet at the border. So almost all of the border, except in a few places with really tough topography, almost all of the border already has a vehicle path that runs parallel to the border. So if Trump does it by just – all he's got to do is cite the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The president is obliged to give all – I'm paraphrasing – to ensure that all of the states have a Republican form of government – meaning that a state can't, you know, just vote in a tyrant and then get rid of the Constitution. But the president is also told that he must secure all of the states against invasion. And something that bugs me to no end is, you know, we always surrender on the language. An invasion, when we think of an invasion, yeah, we think of Normandy or Okinawa, Iwo Jima.
But this is a classic usurpation. And as you said, in the Constitution, the president, when it comes to invasions and things on the border, is a dictator. That's the executive branch's main purview, is the border. So he has massive power at the border.
Yeah, and you know, in history, it's not that often that you have a massive Normandy invasion. Much more common and much more permanent and dangerous is a demographic stealth invasion. The Roman Empire, this is in the late Roman Empire, I think like in the 400s, the Roman Empire was taken down by refugees. The Visigoths were fleeing from the Huns. They moved into the Roman Empire. They were told, you can come, but don't bring your weapons. They brought the weapons anyway. You know, and not long after that, they're attacking and sacking Rome.
Well, let's be clear. It took a couple hundred years. And they put the Germans and the Visigoths in control. They brought them into the Roman Senate. They did it all. But in the end, they still sacked it and all burned it down. And history's repeating. You're right. Most of the time, it is collapsing areas, collapsing regions that cause huge migrant floods that ends up collapsing civilizations.
And or it can be deliberate, like in the Islamic form of conquest, they call it hijra. Sometimes you see it's called hijara, but hijra, they have mosques in America called, like, you know, the Hijra Mosque. Hijra means demographic invasion. We're coming to take you over. We're not doing it on swords, you know, on horseback with swords this time. We're doing it with bringing in refugees. All of the women have 5 or 6 kids each. Raised in an insulated, Islamic little enclave, to be pure Islamic, to not consider themselves to be American, to consider themselves pioneers of Islam. you know, there to plant the Islamic flag and spread their enclave out until Sharia rules the entire world.
And that's what's happening.
That's a Hijra invasion.
And that's what's happening in Europe. They admit it is an Islamic invasion.
Yes, and right now it's Honduras. These people are the pawns currently. If you read their open letter, you know, it's all full of communist garbage, you know, talking about the collective and so forth. So you know who's behind this. It's an alliance right now in the world between the Islamic Jihad forces and the, you know, the left wing. They don't call themselves communists anymore, but they are. You know, the leftists, they together are supporting this globalist takeover of the world. And America is the biggest obstacle in their way.
That's right. Let's look at their unbelievable globalist UN/communist demands. It's right out of the Central Politburo on the other side.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, Matt Bracken originally wanted to come on about something that in all his years on my show and doing his own broadcast and things, he's never said we're under this much peril, and that's in the next segment. He has really been accurate in predicting other false flags and other staged events and other events that they've allowed to happen or fomented the atmosphere and the climate where they know statistically it's going to happen. And then they don't let a good crisis go to waste. So that's coming up in the critical next segment. He sent me some very important notes here that we're going to be going over, and I absolutely concur with what he's saying. So that's going to be coming up. Here is the president just 20 minutes ago speaking to reporters about putting military on the border and being prepared to do it. Here it is.
Mexico has got to help us at the border. If they're not going to help us at the border, it's a very sad thing between two countries. Mexico has got to help us at the border. And a lot of people are coming in because they want to take advantage of DACA. And we're going to have to really see. They had a great chance. The Democrats blew it. They had a great, great chance. But we'll have to take a look. But Mexico has got to help us at the border. They flow right through Mexico. They send them into the United States. Can't happen that way anymore. Thank you.
Now, that's the first clip from about 3 hours ago. We've got the other clip. We're going to play that coming up of him talking about the military. But we just read you the quote. But here's another clip of when we caught drugs coming across the border, the first time that Biggs even went down there. Then they even tried to break into their hotel rooms and stuff, so I pulled them out. This is the Texas border with obviously marijuana being brought across. The FBI came and met with us about it and confirmed it was. But the issue is, because I know the types of bundles that are used, there may have been some cocaine as well or heroin, but it was mainly marijuana. The media said it was fake, that there's no drugs coming across. Here's that video.
So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff. It's drugs. Swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in the raft. They're coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. They have big satchels.
And actually, the camera crew or the reporters were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed because they're showing this on camera. The guys were carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
Thank you. Donald Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. You will be attacked for coming on. We know you know that. Thank you. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get a little bit in before we get to the really big news. Let's get into their list of demands that I've got here in my stack. I mean, you talk about communists, and we'll put that on screen. It's linked on drudgereport.com, our article going over their list of demands. Let's go ahead and talk about those, Matt Bracken.
Yeah, we are seeing already what happens when a state is demographically invaded. California is the test case. It's already past the point of no return, I would consider. When you get enough foreign invaders into the country and they gain enough political influence, they basically then will open the door for all of the other invaders following behind them. And that's California today. This invasion march, the 1,200, so supposedly 1,200, it might be more, they're not going to go into Arizona. It looks like they're going to hook a left. They're not walking. They're on buses and things like that. They're going to head for California border where Jerry Brown might, who knows, he might put obstacles in the way of the federal government. It might be a kind of like almost a pre-Civil War Fort Sumter moment if you have, California state police ordered to hinder the movement of federal forces up to the border in order to allow this asylum march to march into Cali. I wrote this book, in 2006, and like a lot of my books, people at the time think it's a lot of hyperbole, but this is what we're seeing right now, and it's not going
to
get better.
You show the Southwest, which is La Raza and Mecha, funded by the CIA, the big foundations, teaching liberation theology in Mexico, in the U.S. for 50 years. It's just total liberation theology. CNN on Easter published a bunch of liberation theology, and you read what they say. Here it says, open the borders to us because we are as much citizens as the people of countries where we are and our travel. That's just classic UN world government stuff. We demand of Mexico and the United States that they respect our rights as refugees and our right to dignified work and to be able to support our families, the statement reads. The second demand is that we open the borders to us because we are as much citizens as you are. Frankly, immigration wouldn't be a hotbed political issue, America, and would be the second statement was true. And then it goes into more of what they're demanding. Our mission is to provide shelter and safety to migrants and refugees in transit, accompanying them in their journey, and together demand respect for our human rights, says the group's Facebook page. But I can't come to your country and get anything free. Our dream is to build solidarity bridges among peoples and turn down border walls imposed by greed, but not in China or North Korea or Venezuela, where you arrest everybody and take your property. In the face of this clear PR stunt orchestrated by the leftist advocates, Trump has already shut down any notion of letting the caravans of the U.S. Bracken, what do your gut tell you this is going to end up?
I think that this can work to Trump's great benefit, depending on how he handles it, because it's such an overreach. Just like the Supreme Court justice coming out against the Second Amendment, I think it's overreach. People get overconfident. They show their hands. They tip their hands too soon. And this is a chance, I think, for Trump to put some serious force at the border and then never remove it. He could start with the 10 miles either side of where this march plans to cross, put up the barrier, and just leave it and extend it from there. And what the Border Patrol needs is a physical barrier, whether it's a wall or a multiple fence system. What the Democrats and the RINOs have done over the last 20 years is keep the border wide open, which forces the Border Patrol to defend in depth, going back, 20, 30, 40 miles, running around open desert playing Keystone Cops. If you have an actual physical barrier, which 90% of the border has virtually meaningless barrier, something you can step over, then if there is a barrier, there's something for the Border Patrol to stand behind and watch. When there's no barrier, they have to guard 20 miles into the hinterland. It's a fool's errand. It's made that way. That's why the people that want open borders always talk about technology, because they can put on a demonstration, it looks good, then they can turn it off. A physical barrier they can't switch off, and that's why they won't allow it. It would work. That's why they don't want it.
But wouldn't an anti-Trump ditch in front of barbed wire and then a road and then more barbed wire behind that? I mean, that's what we really need, right, is to have a ditch dug in front of it.
But you don't even need a ditch, and it depends on the terrain, whether it's rock or what. But you don't even need a ditch, and anything like that is going to take way more time. They can pull a wire fence off the back of a truck miles per day, and then just improve it. But then once there's a physical barrier, multiple fence system even, which can be done in weeks. Hungary did it. I mean, Hungary. We're the United States.
And Hungary had to, because it was under a UN invasion, all orchestrated by the UN, by Soros, by all of them. And the German government saying, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken and the big news. Then the Ted Nugent exclusive interview premiered. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My lawyer during the break, they have had other experts look at this very closely. This latest lawsuit against us, we filed the correction under the state statute, so there's no expansive damages. And normally they get thrown out of court. And we did not say the person's name in the photo. And we removed it within a day of it being up when other sites didn't. What am I talking about? Falsely accused Parkland shooter sues Alex Jones, InfoWars, for defamation. The day of the shooting, when nobody had Nick Cruz's photo, it was all over TV, all over the press. This is a potential person because on the Facebook. Didn't have the man's name. We took it down within a day, and we retracted it. But they said under state law we didn't retract. Funny, we got the registered letter, we got the retraction, we got the date, we got it all. And then they have lawyers that are highly respected telling the Daily Beast, this might make for good press, but it's dangerous. White continued, Texas is very strong anti-slap law. InfoWars can frame the lawsuit as being broadly about the content of a speech in general or about the speech of third-party commentators for whom InfoWars is not responsible under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. The plaintiff faces a real risk of anti-slap ruling. And that's one of the top lawyers out there. My lawyer is one of the top lawyers in that area as well. And he'll be His name's known, but he'll be emerging at a press conference very soon next week. I'm going to leave it at that because he's writing up the press release right now for some reasons that I can't announce at this point. But the suit also said that we had never retracted. We did. And, of course, that is Ken White, First Amendment litigator at Brown, White, and Osborne, said the suit could run afoul of Texas law. And went on to say, boy, are they telling these plaintiffs that they're the ones that are going to get sued? I mean, that's what I'm telling you, folks. I'm not just putting a good face on this. Every one of these lawsuits, my lawyers have never seen anything like it. And other law firms, I've reached out now to like 7 different law firms just to get different opinions on all these lawsuits. And they go, yes, we've never seen anything like these. We're going to have Bracken for the rest of the hour. There'll be plenty of time to get into this big story. But I want people to understand the attack on the First Amendment that's happening right now is insane. Because there'll be a 50-page filing, a 70-page filing, an 80-page filing, a 20-page filing. And I'll just say, Alex is a white supremacist, and Alex hates everybody. And he says no one died at Parkland. And he said that this guy, who was a photographer, killed the girl and set it all up. And then none of us ever said that. They don't give exhibits. It's the most insane defamation ever. But they think in court, generally this is the case, that defamatory statements are protected. So what the media is doing is they're defaming me with these lawsuits every week. That'll get slapped down on summary judgment, but they don't care because I got to get lawyers. I got to look at it. I got to show up in court. I got to do it, and it costs money. Even liberal lawyers are going, I wouldn't show this to some of the top liberal lawyers in Austin. They're some of the top in the state. And they said, yeah, this is really dangerous, and we're surprised the ACLU isn't on your side. We're like, well, we're talking to them, and they actually are going to be in some amicus briefs and things. I'm going to leave it at that. That's going to be announced soon. But they are on our side. Because, A, we never said this stuff, and B, these lawsuits filed by Georgetown ends the First Amendment. And I love how the Daily Beast says, it's unclear how InfoWars will defend itself, and they did not immediately respond. What all these people, 5 minutes before they publish, an email comes in, sometimes as it publishes, and says, do you want to comment to our article? Because under lawsuit code, they have to get a comment. But they're not getting comments for any of these. Because if they'd have got my comment, I'd have said, we were already retracted that. And we already removed it under state statute. Basically blocking a lawsuit. You can still file it, but it goes nowhere. There's no damages. They never get our quote because they don't want the quote. They want to just run ahead with the BS. So, InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is expanding. CNN is collapsing. MSNBC is collapsing. Globalism's falling apart all over the world. This is all to make it look like we're losing, so the left thinks they're winning. But they see us as the number one enemy. I'm asking Matt Bracken why. Then we're getting into his big story. I'll have the floor for the balance of the hour. That's why earlier I got into mainstream news, Associated Press, Daily Mail today, about the amazing benefits of turmeric for inflammation in the body and so many other areas. We have the strongest curcumin rated of any company tested out there, according to the big companies we went and had this produced by. And we have the test, all of it, a 95 curcuminoid rating. 95% of the active chemical in body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% of what's in the turmeric is the active ingredient. This is supercharged, concentrated in an organic process that's patented. Anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support, you name it. And it's 25% off. It's been sold out. It's back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. We're ending the special on Brain Force and the special on the Real Red Pill that go together today. 50% off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. But we need to sell a lot of product at these type of sales, okay? So please, see how great Brain Force is or stock up on it. And we have a new product that's going to roll out today, but I've been so busy I haven't gotten to it yet. It's amazing as well. I'll tell you about that a little bit later in the next hour before we premiere this Ted Nugent interview. I have another guest joining us as well. Dr. Jordan Corsi's popping in. But I probably want to keep bragging a little bit longer, so let's push Corsi back 10, 15 minutes if we can. And I'm going to open the phones up as well. But we come out with the big containers of the Super Blue Silver Solution with iodine. It's called technically, because my dad's a dentist and all that, immune gargle, but you can swallow this as well at the dosages that are there. And it's got an amazing patented type of special colloidal silver, and it's got the iodine and so much more. We're really, really proud of this. This will end up being, again, extremely popular. Nano silver, peppermint essential oil, and, of course, iodine, and, of course, the colloidal silver. So, ladies and gentlemen, the silver, the nano silver. So this is amazing. And this is for, I mean, I use this now to gargle every day. And it's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We're going to go to break and come back for three segments. So I'm going to give Matt Bracken the absolute floor to give you a presentation here on what he believes is the most enormous danger to the Republic and our freedom right now, and that we are in the most extreme peril we've ever been in. And I totally agree. The enemy's going for broke. So get ready on the other side. Trump just announced troops on the border. I haven't gotten out details yet. That's good. We don't want them to know exactly what's going to happen. But I would call out the State Guard. I would pull the troops out of Syria, which he says he's doing, and send them there because you've got these caravans coming. And he's absolutely right. They're going to try to go to California, where they have a big political uprising against the military and against the state. Against the federal government, and I think that's where the troops should be deployed. California is ignoring federal law. It's telling MS-13 gang members when ICE is coming, they're in open rebellion, saying resist. That is federal government's jurisdiction. If the feds want to just set up random checkpoints on a highway, I say arrest them. Unless they've got a active shooter or a guy with a bomb or something that is coming down the road, then that's an emergency. And you've got probable cause. You've got as a suspicion. But the feds can do whatever they want on the border. Whatever they want on the border to non-citizens. And that's a fact. And we are so nice to immigrants in this country, and we're being attacked by a foreign globalist force. This is happening. This isn't rhetoric. And our First Amendment's under attack, and our Second Amendment. So again, I know that about 1.5% of our audience goes and buys products, and you're the folks pulling the whole wagon. And I love everybody else out there that spreads the links, you name it. But folks, go look at the 5-star reviews. We have the best supplements, things that really are great and will change your life. We have great water filters, great air filters, great emergency radios, great tactical gear, the best, latest, lowest-priced body armor, thousands of items, InfoWarsStore.com. And if you'll just support us and our local affiliates supporting their sponsors, we're unstoppable. Lastly, we need your prayers. We'll be back with Matt Bracken's emergency report.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Our country is under globalist attack. Our institutions are infiltrated with globalist collaborators. They are trying to shut down the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. The governor and many of the mayors of California are in open sedition and revolt against our Republican form of government. And I see so many leftists even on TV going, why is it a Republican form? We're a Democrat too. Republican means we're a republic and that we have the people in charge and that we have a separation of powers and that there is a federalist system and there is a state system and they're balanced. And the federal government has control of the borders. And when the states and the cities particularly say, we're going to block federal agents with warrants arresting criminals, that is sedition. That is go to jail. Boom. And it's just crazy we've gotten to this point, but this is the globalists and their model. The same thing's being done in Europe. So Matt Bracken believes, and I agree with him, he's got a detailed report right here in front of me, that they're planning something really, really big with a false flag involving David Hogg, who we will pray for. We don't want anything to happen to him, just like Obama, that turned him into a martyr. And I totally agree with his analysis. He has predicted the other globalist events and other triggered events. So Matt Bracken, in this segment, the next, you've got the floor. I'll bring you in and out of breaks, but you've got the floor. Break this down, this emergency alert, maximum danger, as you say in your report to me that you wanted to cover. I totally agree, and that we are now, you don't like to be hysterical, you're not, but you're saying this is either a false flag or a guided flag. Explain what that means.
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, I wouldn't state there is an FBI agent out there who's going to do a false flag assault rifle massacre. But when time after time after time, the FBI keeps so-called dropping the ball, you know, you have to wonder, when they know that these lunatics are triggered and prepared and ready to go into action, somehow they don't take the call. You know, somehow the local law enforcement in Broward, same thing. You know, they had some very kind of mysterious drills, shooter drills at that school that they've never had before. The next thing you know, they're having this massacre. So I'm not saying that there was a federal agent.
No, I understand. They stand down. They stand down, just like Garland, an FBI agent, looked on as the jihadis pulled up. He knew what they were planning and let them shoot everybody, or tried to shoot everybody.
He more than let them do it. He followed them there, which would be to run interference in case they were stopped for speeding or something like that along the way from Arizona to Garland, Texas. and he had a camera. He was prepared to film it. And the working supposition that I have is that he was trying to become a known, famous American jihadi, and this video would be his cred, that he was going to allow a massacre to happen in Texas, which would have killed the Dutch leader. He had actually left, but the terrorists didn't know that. But also Pam Geller and Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch and other people. They were going to let this happen. You have to understand something. Even though federal agents and others take an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, what they've really been taught in college and then moving into the FBI with their entrance exam is social justice. The Constitution to them is a joke. It's something that they have to work around until they can just get rid of it. But when you hear the ends justify the means, this is a communist tenet. They use another phrase now that means the same thing, by any means necessary. You have the goal of a socialist utopia, you know, which you have to force on people because we're too stupid to realize it's for our own good. So they have to force this socialist utopia on us, but they can't do it until they get rid of the first two amendments, which they're working on very hard. So these social justice warrior FBI agents, like the despicable creep that followed the terrorists to Garland to film a massacre of Americans and foreign guests, intentionally letting this happen. That was the plan, no question about it. I think that if they knew that there was a psycho getting ready to fire into a concert or a stadium, they might just let the phone drop and not take the call. Just pretend they never heard about it.
Well, we know what happened in Broward County. We know what happened in San Bernardino. I mean...
In Operation Fast and Furious itself was a massive false flag operation. For months before Agent Brian Terry was killed, for months, Holder, Hillary Clinton, and others were going on the talk shows saying that 90% of the weapons in Mexico that are found at murder scenes came from American gun shops. It's our fault. This was the false narrative that they were spinning. At the same time, they were pumping semi-automatic AKs and AR-15s into Mexico, no plan to track them, did not inform the Mexican government, which is an act of war. There was no law enforcement project behind this other than get Mexicans murdered with American weapons. So anybody that says, oh, Matt Bracken, you're a hysteric. Our wonderful FBI would never do anything like that. It wasn't just the ATF involved in Operation Fast and Furious. It was ATF and FBI from California to Texas.
And let's remember, Cheryl Atkinson of CBS News, just to back you up, she got the documents that the ATF agents were saying, why are we doing this? She said, because we're going to blame the Second Amendment. Now shut up.
Right. So these social justice warrior FBI agents, they've been taking their oath with their fingers crossed behind their back to defend the Constitution. They consider the Constitution an archaic white man slavery relic, and they've got to force us into their socialist utopia for our own good. Well, we're on to them. That's why I wrote this book 15 years ago. I put it on a Kindle free run today since I know I'd be on today. I can only do that like the day before for the next day. So when I get called on short notice, I can't do it. But today, this book's free on Kindle. And I hope as many people as possible viewing this can download it.
That's Enemies Foreign and Domestic by Matt Bracken,
right.
Free on Kindle.
Right. That one starts in a stadium on opening day with a massacre, an assault rifle massacre. The patsy who was killed is a veteran, who had sent threatening letters to the VA and had sent a lot of crank threatening letters. So he's a perfect patsy. He's taken out of a VA hospital, killed at the scene. And it's all to basically destroy the Second Amendment.
Well, let's cut to the chase, and then you'll walk over the facts. I've read your analysis you sent me wanting to come on about this. And it's spot on. They are setting up the atmosphere to wind somebody up, let it happen, or actually do it. And that the David Hogg thing and all this is just a primer to then when the big attack comes, and we know Vegas they stood down for as well, that they're really going to push to have civil unrest, remove Trump. So kind of define what you think's coming, then walk through the facts for us.
Well, at the macro globalist level, taking it above American politics, it doesn't really matter to them whether we have a Second Amendment or not. What they would like to see is America torn apart in a bloody civil war. If America is involved in a civil war, We won't be dealing with Korea. We won't be dealing with Russia or China. We will be tearing ourselves up right here inside of these 48 states in continental United States. That removes America from the world stage as a superpower. At the end of that civil war, there may or may not be an American republic. There may be regions or factions. We may devolve into an anarchical state. So for the people that consider America, the American Republic, to be the greatest obstacle to their globalist, socialist, utopian vision, socialists plus Islamists, just having America blow itself up would be perfect. So it's not like, oh, Matt, well, why would they want to see the First Amendment gone or the Second? Forget about that. Go rise above that. Just to have America detonate a hand grenade and drop a hand grenade at its feet would be perfect. So right now we've got an attack that's happening on multiple phases, multiple lines of attack.
And you can see what's building in the next phase, and you're dead on. They've already launched their civil war. They call it a civil war. They've had Rob Reiner say it's a civil war. They say they want to overthrow the whole system. They want to have a program of breaking the country down before rebuilding it later. And once we fall during this destabilization, then the EU, then communist China, then the globalists, they can all make their moves for global expansion and total control.
Right. And people say, oh, come on, China's never going to invade America. Maybe not. It might, you know, they might have their own problems. If America is in collapse, the rest of the world will have major problems at the same time. But
the globalists don't care because they're ideological. They want control.
It's their religion. You know, globalism, socialist globalism is their religion, which is why they're easy allies with Islamists, which is another form of totalitarianism. So they both have the mutual enemy of a free United States of America, which they need to destroy. And it's happening on multiple phases. That's what the deep state coup is all about. You know, this was the Strzok and McCabe's insurance policy, which if Trump won, you know, which he did, thank God, to then hamstring him like, Gulliver tied down by the Lilliputians. Trump doesn't have a free hand. Because he's only, you know, an inch away from impeachment if he loses the 2020 midterms, or the 2018 midterms. But yeah, this is a very dangerous time. And while we're all looking at the deep state coup and this invasion caravan,
we need to look at the entire big picture of the whole globe from 40,000 feet.
Wait for the big stadium massacre or the concert massacre or for somebody like David Hogg to be assassinated, which would turn him into Martin Luther King plus.
Let's
Gandhi.
Talk about that when we come back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year.